Blog Talk Radio.
Were recently invented
and people get inside the balloons and bump all around and everything. I mean, people was walking across Branch Avenue like they had some balloons on. And if the car hit them, they gonna fly 10, 15 feet away and be all right. I'm like, Bama, no. You're going to be underneath this car if I hit you, you know? So, hey, man, someone told me years ago that through it all, with it all, we must give praise. So, thank you, Father, for bringing me home safely and joining the family on the corner. I tell y'all, I was half and half with today's show, and I've never been half and half. If you guys see, I didn't want anyone to tell them that the show is coming. We'll be on in such and such minutes, because your boy literally just got out of his vehicle from picking wifey up, because she went out this morning, Trish, and her car wouldn't stop. So,
oh no.
Yes. So I said, husband wife moment. I said, Reese, did you leave anything on in your car? She looked at me, Reese, the radio. I said, Reese, the radio will not stop the ability for the car to crank up. I said, did you leave any lights on? Were all the doors closed properly? You know, those are the type of things that'll run your battery down. And then she said, well, when I put my key in, I heard the reaction to the keys, but it wouldn't stop. I said, that's a starter, boo. That's something small. We'll take care of that and get you back. She said, I just love my man so much. Girl, it brought me joy.
Here you go.
Yeah.
I ain't mad at you.
I ain't mad at her at all. As you all know, I said the prayer for my buddy who passed away, Ray Thompson. And I had an opportunity to talk to his brother today. And he lifted me. I'm serious. He was like, DMC Kale, don't worry, man. He said, if we think of my brother's life, that man did everything he wanted to do, right down to moving into the new condos right there by Nat Ballpark, you know. Girl, right down to the dog he purchased, you know. And I was just listening to that, and I was thinking about that. And I said, Lord, if that were me, would I feel that accomplishment on my personal accomplishment? So I started thinking on my life, you know, from junior high school, the military, college, you know, and I was like, dang, I got a pretty good resume. You know?
Yeah.
Of course, there's a few things that if I had the opportunity, I would do them over and try my best to do them better. Because a lot of the time, we don't understand some things are led by our mindset at that time. You did. So, you know, I was just thinking over it, man. And I was like, you know, you've led a pretty decent life. You know, you've always been today a buddy of mine that still works at my old site, Mine and Caps. And I walked over there on my lunch break, and I saw him. I said, I'm a man of my word. Here you go. That man took that money. I promised him I would give him a few dollars off of my lottery winnings. Well, we both know that was like 2 weeks ago now. I never had an opportunity to make those words true. So yesterday I did, because it was just, girl, that thing was pricking and pricking and pricking at my heart. So I said, lunchtime, I'm going to walk over there. And that man looked at me and he said, and he's not an emotional guy. He's not. But he said, Mac, I love you, man. He said, this is right on time. He said, I needed this, and I thank you for honoring your word. He said, it's not a lot of people or women that honors their word. And he was like, you didn't have to. He said, Mac, when you said it to me, I said, yeah, okay. He was like, but I didn't realize the situation that it is now for him would arise. And the fact that I didn't just came through, I came through at a nick of time for him. And just like, that's the man I want to be. That's the man that doesn't do what he wants to, but what he's led to, you know? And girl, another moment for me, you know what I'm saying? After talking to Ray's brother and then talking to my old coworker, and it was just like, wow. I know my mom and dad are up there smiling. You know, our son is being exactly who we trained and raised him to be. So, hey, man, I just have to thank our God, man. I have to, because I know without him, nothing is possible. So, yeah, I just had to share that with y'all. You know, it was a good feeling, a very good feeling. And Tree, it ain't too many times your boy give up money and feel good at the same time. You know what I'm talking about?
So, right.
So it was a great, great feeling. What about you? I'm sorry, y'all. I'm rambling. What about you, Lady T? Wednesday, Thursday.
It's the Thursday, Friday today. But my Wednesday, My Wednesday, I came down with a cold, so I'm not feeling too good.
Oh.
But I have to get it together because tomorrow we lay Sean Addison to rest. We do that. So y'all keep his family in prayers. Y'all keep the Addison family in prayers. And also Tang's sister, her husband is going through chemo. Right now he has a six-day stay in the hospital. So all prayers are welcome.
Yeah.
As long as they're good prayers, they are welcome. We appreciate everything, you know. So I'm just praying for my family right now. Just praying for my family.
We're praying for your family.
Yeah. Absolutely. I appreciate that.
Yes. And last question, Tree. How them grandbabies, man? How my little girls doing?
Hey, they call it pop-up right now, talking about come and get me. Come and get me right now. We don't have school tomorrow. Come and get me. I mean, I'm like, Lord, can y'all wait till the show over? They like, no, pop-up not doing nothing. He can come right now. I'm like, okay.
Oh, man. God bless the babies, man. They have a way of coming in your atmosphere and completely changing things. Things that you were down, things that you were upset, they just erase your mind, make it a blank slate, and everything.
I got my San Francisco poncho on, so I'm good.
See, that's why you sick. Take that mess off.
Okay.
All right.
I'm going to keep my poncho on.
I ain't mad at you at all because I'm sitting over here with my Washington football team hoodie on. So, yeah.
Okay.
And we ain't doing nothing.
You got to run to the end.
All the way, you know,
Yes, Lord.
I went in my living room tree, and I looked around, and I said, man, I don't feel like taking all this stuff.
So are you going to take it down?
I don't know.
You can take pictures.
One day.
Pictures. You should take pictures because people wouldn't believe all that stuff you got in there. I'm serious. You should take some pictures. And I want to send a special shout out. Listen, and I want to send a special shout out to Cap because we met Cap the other day for the first time. Me and Tang, we met Cap. So shout out to Cap.
That's what's up.
And it's
cool
all the tickets and stuff he's been giving us. Cool dude.
Yeah. Cool, man. All right, on today's episode, we will discuss the up and coming golf season and take a quick look at the top 10 golfers of 2024. The 2024 NBA All-Star starters, both in the East and the West. He is going to present the NFL championship round of Lady T's pick. We will also discuss this weekend's game and what we're hoping to see. You guys can join Lady T as usual and all of our online corner crew on Facebook Live at Kale's Corner. After the last show, I went back and read some of the comments, and I'm going to just say, my Betty, you missed your caller. You should have been a comedian. She had me cracking up with her little comments. I'm trying to see. Okay, or you guys can join Lady T, DMG Kill, and all the live in studio family on 563-999-3782. Hey, Three, can you believe when I was typing this? Yeah, you can, because I typed the wrong number. Lord have mercy. It's 3782. 3782 each and every Tuesday and Thursday, 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Time Zone. Kale Corner. We're keeping it real.
It's our only real family. Y'all know
it's
what we talk about.
Only. Y'all know what we talking about. Yeah, man. Y'all know. Okay.
Yeah.
We're going to take a quick break, and then it's the golfers, top 10 golfers to be watching out for this year. 563-999-3782. I got to go back to the land. Top 10 golfers to watch out for. I went to Fordsville. Excuse me if the pronunciations aren't completely accurate, but here we go. All right. Number one, Pearson Cody. Pearson Cody. Number two, Alex Fitzpatrick. Number three, Casey Jarvis. Okay. Number four, Jacob Bridgman. Good job, Kev. Jacob Bridgman. Number five, boy, Chris Goderup. Got GOTTERUP, him. Number six, Adrian Chessard. And I'm not even going to try to pronounce his middle name. Adrian Chessard. Number seven, Gordon Sargent. And number eight, Norman I. O-N-G. Yeah. X-I-O-N-G. Number nine, Parker Cody. And the number 10, boy, Tachi Cole. T-A-I-C-H-I-K-8-O. So those are the top 10 guys pronosticated for this 2024 season. Treach, got anything you want to say to that?
Oh, you know me and golf. But I don't recognize none of the names on there.
Yeah. And
like I don't, they got all new people.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
That's a good thing.
Yes. Yes. Because every year, the same people, are on as the guys to watch. So I like this year. We have new golfers, new blood out there. So, you know, we'll get a chance to see some of these other guys and what they can do. So I'm happy about that because with football, we pretty much know who's going to do what, you know. Tree's not surprised about her 49ers, and I'm pretty sure Cap and Montetti are not surprised, Baltimore. So, yeah, we're getting a chance to see some other golfers and what they can do. So that's a good thing to me. It shows that there truly is parity in golf. You know, there's truly parity, and the same people are not going to run the table every year. You know, new guys out there appreciate that. I really can appreciate that. And Chris, I'm telling you, when you find yourself with nothing to do, watch it. It's almost like a visual massage watching golf, because it's so peaceful out on that course. And yeah, the fans, you know, applaud and all of that, and they yell and all of that, but doesn't disturb the game. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't disturb the game at all. So yeah, I advise you to take a look at the upcoming golf matches. They're going to be fire. You know,
bro, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. But you say they fire, but it's like a couple of sports that I really, I can't really get into it, and that's golf. Even though I know it's a great sport, I can't get into that, and I like tennis, but I can't get back and forth. I can't keep looking, boom. That irritates me so bad. I would have to be in an area where I could just look straight at it, and my neck wouldn't have to keep going back and forth. I would have to be at an angle to just look at that. I would rather watch bull riding. I would rather watch bull riding, and I would rather watch MMA and UFC, and, you know, action. I need some action, some contact, people moving and round and hitting and going down. And I like, that's the kind of stuff I like. But I will watch golf, like you said. Like somebody say, Treese, watch the golf match against X, Y, and Z. I'll watch it because I want to understand what you I want to be on the same level so I can be able to talk about it with you. So I will watch it, but it's not my go-to.
You know, the only sport that is that way for me is soccer. And it's because
that's another one.
Yeah, man, it's a bunch of cheesing. They kick that ball all the way down the field and get to a point where they get ready to score, and they don't score. And
then they don't, yeah. It's depressing.
It's very, like I say, it's a teaser. You get what the lady say in Harlem Nights. Got my mouth all ready for some orange juice and ain't nothing but a swallow.
Yeah.
You know,
ain't nothing but a swallow, honey.
They get me all ready for some action and nothing happens. It's like, come on, man. Got to go out of work for no goals, for real. And it just, you know, I can watch bull riding, another sport, car racing. And I've had I've had multiple people try and explain car racing. I just can't get into it. I cannot. You know, my buddy Jimmy was a avid. I'm talking about going to the tailgates and all that. But I was like, bruh, do we really have to go see the same thing people did last week?
Mm-hmm.
They just ride around in circles, man. I'm not interested in that at all. So, yeah. Golf car racing me puts me where you are. All right, let's go to the phone. And y'all understand, if you're not into golf, you know, use this time to say hello, how y'all doing, or whatever. We understand. All right, let's go to Capitan. What's happening, Cap?
Capitan!
Yo, California, yo, cuckoo!
I can't with him. I cannot with him. What's up, Cap?
Hey, listen to this. Number one, happy birthday to 57. Happy birthday, 57.
Yeah.
Yeah, happy birthday. I got that out the way. And also, Mom Betty, we still in it. We're looking good. I know that's another topic. I had to get that out. And you would love to play golf. I really can't watch it either, but to play it is beautiful.
Yeah.
To play the game is beautiful.
Okay.
You got to play. You got to attempt to play it. You're going to be horrible, but when you're used to doing things so well and so good, and to finally be trash or not that good at something, the drive is the drive that's going, I'm going to get this.
Yeah.
And that's what makes it,
okay.
fun. Yeah, you got to try it.
Okay.
Yeah.
No lie.
Right, well, I'm going to do that.
No lie.
Mm-hmm.
My first attempt was when I lived in Georgia, and it was a Budweiser-sponsored amateur tournament. And I'm going to keep it 100. For the sight and the visuals, yeah, it was worth it. Now, when I finally start hitting the ball straight on the course and everything, yeah, it became a hit it longer this time. Get more accuracy this time. Like Cap said, it challenges you. And if you're a person that loves a challenge, golf is a challenge. It really is. Because you're not playing the other golfers, per se. You're playing yourself and the course. And that is, I'm trying to say, that is a challenge.
Listen, I'm telling you, I told you, I would get on that bull. I would ride a bull first.
I ain't messing with no bull.
I know y'all.
He weighs too much. He weighs too much.
He do. Listen, but if I can ride a horse, I'll tell you anything once. Just like Cap said, try to golf once. I'm going to try to golf. But I'm going to try it all before I hit that dirt.
I feel you. No arguments there. No,
there you go.
Yeah.
When you said Mom Betty, it's funny. She should have been a comedian. Do you know? One of my girlfriends is a comedian, and she let me do a stand up. So I got that checked off my list. I did stand up comedy before.
Okay.
It was amazing.
That's what's up.
Wow, that's good stuff.
Yeah.
In Baltimore, in Magobos.
Magobos. Yeah. I've heard of that club.
Yep.
That's what's up. See?
It was amazing. And look, I thought I was doing it so, like, you know, I thought I was the sugar honey iced tea. You know how when everybody say, drop the mic? I dropped the mic and broke it. I was like, ooh, did it break? Yes, it broke.
Oh,
I said, Lord have mercy.
Oh,
one is done for me.
I would have paid to see that. I would have paid money to see that.
Somebody got it on tape somewhere.
Somewhere. I know that's right. All right, let's go to Big Boy. What's up, Big Boy?
Oh, what's up, Big Boy?
What's up, Big Boy?
What's up?
You sounding good, man.
What's happening?
I'm still at the barbershop.
Okay.
You sound amazing.
Thank you. We're still working at it. God, prayers and everything. It's helping me out.
That's what's
up. I appreciate that.
You got some beautiful girls helping you out as well, right? I know they helping you out.
Yeah, that's my motivation right there. That's my motivation.
Oh, yeah.
So, Big Boy.
Yeah.
Are you going to be like three and try to watch the golf this year?
I watch it every once in a while anyway.
I play,
in my neighborhood, they got a court.
Yeah.
And I can't swing them like I want to because my shoulder got messed up. But it's fun when you're out there, you know, it's just you against the court.
Right.
You ain't really playing nobody else. It's just you against the court. And it's a lot of fun. I like it.
That's the fact.
It's a lot of fun.
It's not a team sport. It's a youth sport.
Not at all. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, I ain't no Tiger Woods, but I can get out there and have that fun.
Okay.
Look, I might be a Charlie Woods. Oh, I ain't even know Charlie Woods because he out there winning championships. I ain't even know Charlie Woods. I might be his mama Woods because she ain't no golfer.
Yeah.
So I'm more on his mama level.
Yeah.
I'm that one out there that just be like, I'm just out here for the fun. That's it.
Right.
I can't meet the challenge.
But if you approach the game with the right mindset, which is I'm just here to have fun, you know, you'll enjoy yourself.
You might win.
True.
When you go into sport with the true attitude, it's about you anyway. You are just yourself. How am I going to be the best me I can be at this time?
Yeah.
And everything else will work out.
Yeah.
Everything
else
will work out.
Big Boy, I forgot to tell you, but Cap played with Leslie Shepherd, Santos, Santos, all these people. You went to school with who? Shepherd.
I went to school with Leslie Shepherd.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
He played with him at Temple.
Yeah, that was at Temple, right? Yep.
Yes, sir. Temple U. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Okay.
Basketball, though. Yeah, small world, yeah. Greg Liberty, Santos Stevens, Les Shepard. Man, that DC connect was heavy. And a whole lot of cats in DC.
I know all of them dudes.
Oh, that's good stuff.
Yeah.
Mobiles and
I was
Maurice Johnson, Mobiles. I don't know if you know them. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Nah, you good. You good. Run that red mate. Tap. Yeah, tap out.
Okay. I was just about to say that. Run it down, Cap. Run it down.
A little something.
Yeah.
But them boys was tough, though. They was tough.
Yeah. On the field. On the field and on the course, they was tough. But know them as people, man, some of the goodest guys you would want to know. Seriously.
Oh, yeah.
Greg Liberty, he a funny dude.
Very.
Yeah. Did y'all know Trey Johnson? Did y'all know Trey Johnson?
I've heard that name, but we didn't.
He's the offensive line.
Okay.
For the Redskins. He played for the Redskins. Offensive line.
Trey Johnson.
That's why I heard the name playing. But
yeah, he worked up at Bethesda now, but he went to Temple. He played at Temple, yep.
That's what's up. Temple claims a lot of DMV talent. I'm serious.
I'll be running into Chris Samuels all the time. During my daughter's dance.
Oh, okay.
So I've been running into him all the time. They had a daddy daughter dance.
I know that's right.
You funny. I'm just saying that. he's a cool dude, though.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
That's what's up. All right. Let's bring in 007. Doug, I know you don't know the conversation because you was kind of late getting on, but we're talking about the top 10 golf coming out this year. You know, do you watch golf, 007? Oh, I'm sorry. Kirby, don't be mad at me.
Yeah.
What up, Kirby?
Yeah. Hey,
Kirby.
Everybody, what's going on?
Hey,
what's happened?
What up,
hey.
Man?
Oh, they nothing shaking, just the leaves on the trees, and they nothing happening, just you and Bobby Blueblad, you know. But that's some old school stuff there for you. But anyway, as far as the only sport I really can't stand to watch is NASCAR because they're going the wrong way for three damn hours. And the smoke all over. I mean, the whole atmosphere is full of smoke. We're supposed to be trying to take care of Mother Earth and the smog and pollution and all that stuff, and then here are these rednecks out there trying to kill each other and going 150 miles an hour. Shit. You know, they park out there with their RVs and grill and all that, which is fine. I like to grill, but to me, that is the most boring thing in the world. Now, if Therese has her 66 GTO and I have my 67 Dodge Charger or something, and we're going to sell it in 14 seconds, you know? But sit there and just watch that shit. I mean, that stuff, you know. I got to stop saying that. S-H-I-T word.
Yes,
you know,
you do.
Because I got grandbabies. Yeah. But anyway, cough is special to me because I was raised without my mother, and my father was raised with my great aunt, my grandmother, until I was too big, and then I went with this aunt, this uncle, and all this stuff in three different states. And when I was 14 years old, I used to caddy during the summer, and you know, I could make a lot of money for a kid back in the 50s, you know. Mm-hmm. And golf in the, you know, the late 50s and early 60s, because I was out there on the weekends during the, you know, when the, not in the wintertime, but, you know, when it was, the weather was nice during the year, and then all summer long, I used to make enough money to buy my own clothes, and my twin bicycle and all that stuff, you know. But, you know, you learn a lot about golf when you caddy. You know, you learn, well, you know, the guy that I'm caddying for, you know, he's got every damn club that's known to mankind, the heaviest bag to carry around. But, you know, you learn, well, it's, you know, he's about this far from the green, you know, he probably needs to use a 8-iron or maybe even a 9-iron, you know, stuff like this. Mm-hmm. You know, you get to where you know that stuff, you know. But, you know, I like golf. At my age, you know, I'd have to have one of them golf carts, you know, with a 3.5 horsepower kickstart, you know.
Yeah.
Good golf. But, you know, golf is one of those things that's more fun to participate in. The way you get good at it is that you hire a pro to help you with your putting game and your swing. Most of us have a natural slice or a natural hook, it's a matter of your placement of your feet, you know, which is one of the reasons why Tiger Woods, you know, has had problems on his comeback because, you know, the injury to his foot and his leg and stuff. But you go to the driving range, you know, that's how you kind of get good with this stuff. And your woods and your irons and stuff, but you can have one pro lesson, and then you'll be thinking that ball in two putts instead of three or four putts, you know, and you'll get on a par four green, on your third stroke instead of your fourth or fifth, you know, kind of thing. So. You know, someone takes up golf, it's really advantageous to, you know, once you learn how to hit the ball and stuff on the driving range and the putting green and stuff like that, you know, then get a lesson from a pro. Now if I could my bowling score with my golf score, I'd be a champion in two sports.
Yes, yeah. Lord. You and me both.
That's
you
another
and me
one.
I texted you a text there, Kel. I don't know if you saw it.
Yeah, it's not suitable for the air, Kirby. I'm not saying that, sir.
Yeah. Yeah, well, okay.
Boy, I think that curve.
He always called me a jackass. He always called me a jackass.
Uh-oh.
He always do it.
Yeah. And okay. he always deserves it. But yeah, Kirby, you just reminded me when I was a young boy growing up over off of Benning Road, we used to go up Langley, and all of the true golfers that were there used to tell us, get off this course, you don't know what you're doing, because we was dangerous. Man, you talk about slices, we was slicing that ball every time. And all you seen was a bunch of people ducking and running to prevent getting hit with our call ball.
What are you supposed to call for? You say four when your ball is headed towards people.
That's how much of an amateur I was. I didn't realize what they were saying four. I thought they were saying good shot. You know, but come to find out, that's a golf ball headed towards you. Mm. All right, great conversation. We're going to take a quick break. I hope everybody's enjoying today's show. Hold on. I'm sorry. We got one more person we got to let in. What's up, Brother Sid?
Hey, what's going on, Carol? What's going on, family? How y'all doing?
Hey, Sid, what's happening, man?
Hey, we're talking golf.
Yeah, I heard you mentioned about golf. I heard you mentioned about race car racing, too. I like that. I like race car racing. I like the dynamic of it and the speed of it, and then just the precision of how they drive, man. They doing 198 plus, you know, and tight, you know. You know how I get out driving, so, but I used to. So, you know, I definitely appreciate how them boys be handling that wheel, man, and everything. But golf, is it the same since Tiger Woods not in it anymore, man? Do you really know the players unless you know golf, you know, and some of the players? But it doesn't have that draw anymore, you know. You only find yourself watching it mainly when, especially you know, our culture when Tiger's playing, you know,
I can agree with that, but Tiger led me and drew me. The game itself is what's keeping me around. You know, I enjoy it. Like I told Tree, it's like a visual massage for me. You know, especially since I've actually had the chance to play the game myself. It's like, okay, I can get with this.
Well, you know, I told you how I felt when Kevin had showed me how to, you know, hold your golf club and all that, man. It's still funny. I just can't hold it like kind of like in a baseball sense, you know, like everybody right. got your finger entwined with this and that and overlooping. I'm like, okay. You know, I used to, when I first had my golf club, when I first moved it, when they stole them. Used to chunk them in the yard and stuff until I hit the townhouse and stuff and had to, you know, duck away. So, I want to do that one day though, man. Like Cap say, try it out. You know, it's a good relaxation thing. But the thing is that walking, you got to give me a cart, man. So you know,
yeah.
Well, dogs get to hurt that after three holes.
That cart is for all the 50-somethings, you know. I'm not going on no golf course without a cart. I know.
By the way, happy birthday, 57.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, but yeah, that's what I'm trying to get ready for. My man invited me out, Kel, so I'm gonna take it. And I sure was gonna write you, but I know you had your thing going on, so because he asked me that I know anybody, so I'm like, okay. But that's what's up, though, fam. But I can't get to what y'all was ragging on last week, so I'm just gonna stay the course until we come. I'm listening.
bet.
Okay, that's right.
No, is this my man? No.
Yeah, what's good, man? What's going on with
what's
y'all?
What's happening?
Hey, y'all.
Hey, Lady P, how y'all doing?
What's going on now?
All right.
Amazing.
Yo, Nas, we chilling.
Okay.
No, y'all about to cause some problems.
Why
but, yeah.
That's not.
Hey, what other topic was y'all talking about besides golf?
Golf. We just on golf right now with the new season approaching. Yeah, we just talking about golf. Have you ever played?
I just wait on the next topic, man. You don't want to hit.
Okay.
It's going to be worse than hockey, what I say about golf, so I'm going to be quiet.
Well, glad to have you on this Thursday, Friday show. Let's go to the birthday boy. Goodness gracious.
57.
He hung up. He hung up, Tree. I don't know what's going on, but
his phone probably went dead. He'll call you right back.
Yeah. All right, y'all. We're going to take a quick one now and get into this NBA. As a Wizards fan, I received the best news that I have in a while concerning my Wizards. We'll be right back. My aunt used to play that song until the record had a hole in it. I'm trying to see. All right. NBA 2024 All-Star Game, you know. But now they got LeBron picking for the West, and I can understand that. But if Embiid is the number one player, why isn't he picking for the East? I mean, can anybody help me with that?
Who's picking for the East? Who's picking for the East?
It's not Giannis. I thought it was Giannis.
Okay.
Is it?
I guess they're going with the better record. Who got the better record? I think they're going with who got the – I don't even know why they're going with the better record because LeBron and Matt don't have a better record.
I thought that before, but I thought it was the fan voting because they keep saying the fans with the numbers of fans that voted. So is it the fans that's voting the men or what's happening?
It might be. It could be.
The fans pick the starters.
Right.
Okay. And the coaches pick the reserves.
Okay.
LeBron not starting.
LeBron.
He's not starting.
Or Steph Curry.
Or KD.
Mm-hmm.
Or who?
So. or Kevin Durant.
Durant.
Yeah.
Stick man.
Oh,
okay.
I got breaking news. Y'all allowed to do breaking news?
All the time.
Come on with it.
Raheem Morris. Welcome him to the Atlanta Falcons.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Nas. Yeah,
Nas. Wait a minute. You mean Raheem Mostert or Raheem Morris?
No, Morris.
Morris.
Raheem Morris.
Okay.
The Rams defensive coordinator.
Okay. Whoa. Yeah. Okay.
Wow. over Belichick.
Yeah, that's breaking news.
That's breaking news. Yeah, baby. You heard it here first. It
oh, yeah, that's
some
breaking news. Okay. Yes.
That's what's up.
Yes, break that news. Break that news.
You know, and I don't want to get too into football yet, but I am going to say that is a good hire for y'all. Nas, that's a real good hire for you guys. You know, I think Morris is a hell of a coach. I think he's a hell of a coach. You know, so.
Well, y'all know what you call him is hiring too. The Chargers hired Jim Harbaugh.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good call because remember he got his coaching job opportunity too early. He was a little too young, I think. And now you know he had to grind as a DC, did a little OC work, even, and now mm-hmm. come back full circle. He get another job in the NFC South, and he's got enough
like
to get a ball to the people he drafts. So the point thing though is Belichick,
Bijan Robinson.
How y'all gonna switch to football, man?
We're still about the basketball, but
yeah.
this breaking news hot topic.
Breaking news,
news. Yeah,
bro.
I heard him say breaking news, but now I did have breaking news last week. I told y'all about Adrian gonna be going, and I told y'all Doc gonna be getting it. But I heard y'all ragged on Doc. It is what it is, but I think he might make a difference.
I'm still ragging on him. We'll see. I'm still ragging on him because he ain't won nothing. He ain't won nothing in 24 years. He won one title in 24 years. He ain't won nothing.
I know some coaches ain't won none either. So it's all good, though. But I know he
but
got
the, one. But they don't have the rep that he got. But they don't have the rep that he got. They don't
but
have the
also,
accolades
you know
that everybody's trying to give to them either.
But you know what? But got brought to my attention, like also they bring to LeBron. They say, you know, he might not have won it those many times, but he got there. You know, because they make that excuse for LeBron. So I'm gonna make the excuse for Doc. He might have lost those 10 times, but he got there. It's hard to even get there.
Mm.
So but I hear what you're saying. But I say, he went to Marquette.
Nah.
You know, and it'll be a good job position for him. So we'll see.
He need to go to base. He need to go to college. He need to go down into college and work with them college kids. Because he going to tell his team the pieces. He going to tell his team the pieces.
I hear you.
Yeah, that just ain't the same, though, because a player making 9 straight finals, that's something we probably never see. But a coach losing multiple 3-1 series leads, that means you're not good at figuring out adjustments and you tend to crack.
Exactly.
Like that's.
But also, you got to figure out you got some injuries, too. You have stiffer situations, but I'm not here to defend him on that. Like I say, I'm going to be the first to when he does bad because I really got on when he lost in 2010 against the Lakers that last time they went against them. But, you know, like I said, my opinion, I think he's a good coach. He's especially a good defensive coach. He has his, you know, quirks about him. He has his this and that about him. But he's better than a lot of coaches I've seen, so. He's one. He has one on his resume, so we'll see. You know?
Let's just put it like this.
The one
that
he's
real good at managing personality. That's a big part of the reason why he got the job. He's going to be able to do that. But is he going to get them over the hump when they need it? Probably not.
Exactly.
So,
they're not, in my opinion, they're not built to go over the hump anyway, because once you let Holiday go, all that defense go with Holiday. Middleton, he's up and down now. He's not the same Middleton from the championship team. He's got wear and tear on him. You know, Giannis think he can just bully ball all the way through the lane. He can't do that once he faces a team with a real big man. So We're going to see.
And he his brother on the team for collateral. Just holding up a
sack. Speaking of his brother, they showed a clip on ESPN where, and I think I shared it on Kale's Corner, where Giannis took a hard foul. I mean, a serious grown man foul. And they had to hold his brother back. And I was like, yeah, you can't do that, bro.
Sit down with your $1 million. Sit your $1 million self down, sir.
Hey.
Taking up a early time for somebody who you taking up a roster spot for somebody who could be playing the game. They don't even play you in the game. The only time they play him in the game is when they up by 20.
Garbage.
in the fourth quarter. That's the only time they play him.
Garbage.
That's why Adrian Griffin didn't like him so much. Remember, Adrian Griffin grinded his way from G League, CBA style stuff,
right,
barely making NBA rosters for years. So I think just the whole idea of you being on the team because of your brother, I think that he just was never going to like that dude. But the honest don't care. That man going to earn every bit of that $1 million. He's going to be a towel waving, motivational speaking, always high energy dude.
Hey, listen, I would too. Yeah. I'd be over there stomping my feet, beating my chest, chin, put my pom-poms on. I have all that because I'm going to get my $1 million, 1.9 at that. I'm going to get my 1.9. Okay, I'm earning.
I want my money for real.
I want it every Wednesday. Please and thank you. I want it. Please don't be late.
And then look at this. How many people that are talking about him and making fun of him actually make $1.9 million? It ain't a lot.
Yeah, like me. I don't even do that. I don't even make that. So what? Well, who am I? Like, you know what I'm saying? I don't even make that. And I'm over here making fun of him. But he probably looking at me going, "Girl, buy 1.9.
You.
They got the greatest.
And I'm still saying you're.
You know, I bought my own home. I bought my own car. You know,
I pay my own way.
Yeah,
he pays his own way. I mean, what can you do? What can you say about that? You know,
nothing at all.
And listen, if I had a brother like Giannis that's looking, I'm making, because Giannis making every bit of 50 million. You know what I mean? Like, he making money. And to bring your big little brother on and say, look, all you got to do is give him $1-2 million. That's it. I take care of the rest for him. I take care of the rest. Just give him $1-2 million. And they do that. Hashtag winning. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah. I can't argue. Shoot. Because I know when big boys, my brother was on his path to the NFL. Yeah, that's my brother.
Okay.
Exactly.
All day. Even when we met each other, that's my brother.
And don't be surprised next year when LaMelo up for free agency if Charlotte all of a sudden brings Jello up from the G League and put him on their roster. Because if you're trying to keep him, why wouldn't you do something like that?
Yeah.
Lonzo's starting to run around now with no pain in his knee, so that's a good sign.
Oh, wow.
He's on the practice squad. Yeah, he's been practicing.
That's a good sign.
But, Kel, I know this off topic, but can I just laugh for a second?
What's going on?
Can we all just kind of – they made – that man of a certain age named Bill get on a plane and come down and do two interviews and then left him hanging and gave Raheem the job. Do y'all know how mad Bill Belichick got to be right now?
No. Bill Belichick wanted too many demands. No, he's trying to come in there. He thinks he's in New England. He made too many demands. They said, no, we good. You ain't won nothing since Tom left. We good.
Yeah.
Okay.
True
okay.
that. True that. Come
okay.
on in here, Thang.
And then another nobody wants Thang.
Yo, Thang. Thang. On the family. Much love and respect. Thang. What's up, everybody? What's up, big bro?
What up, bro, bro?
What's up, Nam? What's up, Cap?
Lady
T. What up, Thang?
Hey.
I can tell you what's on here, man. I'm just getting to the corner, man. 57-00, I know y'all on here.
Nah, nope.
They not on here? They
not on here yet.
Oh, okay. All right. That's a bet. What's going on, y'all? What y'all will be talking about?
NBA.
Some of golf, breaking news, NBA All-Stars.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Noah Bryan. Yesterday, Nas, I heard them talk about sending Dak down into Atlanta, man.
Mm.
Man, that's crazy. As much as I can criticize Dak. The Cowboys crazy if they get off him. They should,
yeah,
they should still finish it out.
Yeah, they are. Mm. They said what they were talking about was they were trying to get into that first round pick to grab a quarterback, and they said let Justin Fields start next year, and if he don't do nothing good, just go ahead and let him go. Not let him go, but you know, just step down and bring whichever one of them rookies in. Set him down, but not let him go. You right, Lady T. But I don't know, man. But I said the same thing, though, man. I said the same thing. They let
I hope
go,
they
man.
Do it. Take that first round, please. Because
y'all already have a defense, and he got some pieces up there that got a good running game. Got that young boy that started this year.
Yeah.
Bijan. Tough.
Yeah.
Bijan.
Yeah.
Animal.
Hell yeah, man. Yeah, I just can't see Jerry doing that. That would be a bad move. But for the Falcons, boy, that would be real good. Take the first round. We'll give you two.
They were talking about two of them, too. They were talking about the first round and something else. Something like that. I can't even remember what it was.
Mm.
But he definitely said something about two picks.
Okay. Wow. Boy, that was
That's
one I didn't know. That was one I did not know.
Yeah,
know.
They were talking about it yesterday.
Wow.
And I read it.
Jerry in his feelings right now. He needs a couple weeks to process and he'll calm down. He ain't going to do nothing like that, man.
Yeah, he's
I
still appalled. He's appalled.
But the thing is, it's about that money situation. Because, you know, Dak really gets to choose where he want to go at. He can decide if he want to leave. It's like he have that much power that was written up in his contract with his last year right here, man. Like, you know, it's really up to Dak. Like, if Dak say hell nah, then, you know, they're going to – I don't know what's going to happen, man. It might be some controversy going on in that locker room and all type of stuff, bro.
Right.
But the ball is definitely in Dak's court. He's dribbling right now.
Yeah. I hope he don't curry. Because it's going
to be with them talking about picking up the running back, man, Tennessee.
Oh, yeah.
You know, if I was Dak, I would stay right where I'm at. Yeah, Henry.
Hey,
if I was Dak, I would stay right where I'm at because your job about to get hella easy, for real.
Yeah, because Pollard definitely needed some help back there. Pollard can't do it. We need somebody to beat the lineup. Even though, like I said, when Zeke was gone, I really missed him this year, man. Because Zeke would have beat that defensive lineup for us for the first half. And then Pollard, he can shoot through them holes and do what he's supposed to do. But
man, Zeke would have done the same thing he did in New England. Nothing.
But see, that's what he did. But see, the thing is, it looked like he didn't do nothing when he was with us. But he actually did do something. He beat that lineup. That's why Pollard had the year that he had.
Way down the line, fourth quarter.
I'm sorry.
I was going to say, if Zeke didn't do anything, he did block.
What's up, Ted?
What's up, man? I said, what's happening to you when you came out? How you doing?
I'm doing good, bro. How you doing?
That's
today?
What's happening. I just wanted to get that
grandbaby running. Ask him where you doing.
I know you're heartbroken that he was gone and stuff, but like I say, he didn't, you know, his numbers dwindled down, but you can depend on him to block for you. For
definitely
sure.
Depend on him to pass block. You ain't lying about that.
And that was just, that was too much money to give him just block. You know?
Exactly. But I believe if the Patriots didn't offer him that much money, if they stayed down in the same amount that we was doing it, I think he would have stayed. But like we said, man, getting that $6 million for 1 year, who not gonna leave? I'm gone, because we were trying to only get him like 1.2, 1.5. That's all we was trying to give him.
You had to learn
what they giving
Yanni's
brother, huh?
Let's get it.
And he's supposed to carry the load.
Y'all gonna leave that man alone, man. He is alive.
But he actually can play.
Yeah.
I don't know why they don't play.
I'm happy about right.
He's living the American dream.
And he got a ring. Shoot.
I take a spot any day.
and shout out to the Wizards, because they let the coach go. You know the legacy of him being a descendant of the great one down there in Washington. But they didn't say you fired and you get to go home and collect your money. They said, no, you're going to work in the front office, bro. You don't get to go home and get your bread. We don't care if you're doing coloring books up here. You coming to work every day and reporting.
Why?
They
put
Why?
I said they're not going to pay him to sit at home. They're not paying him to sit at home. You're going to come to work every day and do nothing. Sit up there in the office.
Probably until next year after this season over with, big bro. Then they probably let him go. Because I kept saying, why did they move him up in the front office? And I said, I don't know, baby. I didn't know, man. I just didn't understand it either.
That's what a lot of them do.
Family ties.
Yeah.
That's it.
Because of the history of his father, you know, being with the organization, and it's just family ties. I think, my belief.
Man. Cut them ties. Man, cut him. If he wasn't good enough, if he wasn't good enough to be your coach, cut those ties. Let him go.
My man said, you going to come up here and print out emails and shred them and then print out some more and then shred those. And then we want to sharpen some pencils. No, bro, you ain't getting no free check.
Yeah.
Some more.
Yeah, but he can't be confused or upset or anything that the Wizards made this move.
Nah.
This team has absolutely looked like nothing but garbage since he's been there. Nothing.
Yeah. And the players don't respect
him. Y'all got Brian Keefe as the replacement. They promoted Brian Keefe.
That unsell boy gonna hate Kyle Kuzma and Jordan Poole for the rest of his life.
Why
They got him fired.
I think it was more that pool boy. That pool, man. Pool something else.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pool, but you know what? Hey, big brother, now that I think about it, pool probably was doing that because he knew when he came in there that his coaching skills was garbage.
Yeah. Was Steve Kerr really that much of a better coach?
Hell yeah.
I don't know if he was that much of a better coach. I think he had a better team.
Yeah.
He had a better team.
You talking about better coach than what we had?
Than Thumbhead. Underhead.
Yeah, man. Yeah, he's a better coach.
I think it was the coaching thing.
You on a team with the green light. If you can't get it done, you can't get it done. He always had a little bit of can't get right to him. I ain't going to never forget. The finals, they play in Boston, and somebody get attacked. And Jordan Poole start walking to the free throw line to shoot the free throws until Steph's like, hey, boy, where you going?
But you know what,
though?
I remember that. And guess what? I forgot who went to that free throw line. They missed. And Jordan Poole was the one that was hot that whole night. I remember that game when they talked about it.
Yeah.
They should have let Jordan Poole shoot that.
You don't walk to the tech line with Steph on the court, man. That's just known. Like, you just don't do that.
I feel you on that, but he knew he was the hot hand, and Steph went there and missed that joint too.
Probably could fool mess head up. You know? He went to the
He was so mad. Think about how he's going to cut him out, bro.
Yeah. Yeah. But, you know, let's see what this Wizards team can do or look like, you know. Because anything will be better than what we have been made to watch. I'm serious.
Right.
I'm with you.
I mean, guys.
It's showcase time, Kel.
Yeah, it
showcase
is.
Showcase time for the trade deadline. Ty Jones, you better show out. Gafford, you better show out.
Yeah.
That boy that we picked up, I think we got him from Detroit. Was it Detroit?
Bagley.
Hey, man, I know he might not be a true center, but when he down in that paint, man, he gets the job done because he can play with his back against the basket. He can create his own shot. He's on the floor. Definitely giving you points. I wish he had Gafford height.
Yeah,
Bagley.
He
told
me he don't got that height on him. Yeah,
he is, but we still need a big man. But to run small, like a lot of teams run that small ball, he fits great with that.
Yeah.
He fits great with that.
Okay. Great basketball talk, guys. More in store. All right. Y'all know what time it is. We're going to explain to you in the beginning what's the process of this week, ladies, see soon as we come back. 9993782.
That's it. Something a little different, just a little different. We're going to do the team's rushing yards. We're going to add rushing yards. These are all stats for the winner. These are all stats for the winning team that you pick for the score. Okay? We're going to do rushing yards, passing yards, turnovers, and final score. So when I call your name out, address you and you give me the rushing yards, the passing yards, the turnovers, and the final score. Okay? That's for the final game of the day. That's the final game of the day. And the final game of the day is the Lions and the 49ers. Okay? Is the Lions and the 49ers. So let me just do a check-in. I know Kel's here. I'm here. Tang's here. Is Reese here?
I'm here.
Okay. Is 57 here yet?
Nope.
Okay. Mom Betty is here. Is Meemaw here?
Nope.
Okay. Meemaw's not here. Okay. How about Ted? Ted, are you here?
Nope.
How about Kat?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. We know Nas is not here. Nas, are you here?
I'm
here.
Okay. Joe Biden.
Okay, I got you. I ain't saying nothing else. So, with that being said, you guys, I'm gonna go ahead and start. Is Kirby here?
Kirby's here.
Is Kirby here? Yeah, Kirby. Yep. I got you, Kirby.
Okay.
You got me, Trish.
Big boy.
Oh, big boy. I got you, big boy. Okay. Okay, big boy. Got you. And I know 57 will probably post his stuff if he ever joins in. He probably just text me his stuff. All right, you guys. We're going to do the Chiefs and the Ravens. Chiefs and the Ravens. That game is up first. Big boy, who you got? Chiefs and the Ravens.
I got the Ravens.
Come on, Reese. Who you got?
The Ravens.
Come on, Cass. Who you got? Ravens. My Betty is saying Ravens, baby. Kirby, who you got?
Chiefs.
Fifty-seven's not here. Tang, who you got?
Chiefs.
I'm taking the Ravens. Kale, who you got?
Ravens.
All right, this is the game. We need rushing yards, passing yards, turnovers, and final score. Lions, 49ers. Lions.
Big boys.
I got big boys.
Okay.
Lions, he went with Ravens.
Ted, are you in?
Ted said he wasn't playing.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Ted, are you in? He's not in?
I don't know. Your phone, take your mute off. Okay, let's go.
Let us know if you're in or not. Lions versus the 49ers. Lions versus the 49ers. Come on, Kirby. Kirby. Lions, 49ers. Kirby.
Go ahead.
Come on, Cap. Come on, Cap. 49ers. Okay, Cap. I need rushing yards.
Oh, Lord. Niners rushing yards. I would say 175.
Dang. Passing yards. Shut up, Tang. Passing yards.
Passing yards, I would say.
I hate it when it does that.
Purdy, 215.
It just does it.
215?
Uh-huh.
How many turnovers do you think they're going to have?
Turnovers, they will have two.
What? What's the final score, Kurt? I mean, Cap.
Final score? Bang, bang, gang. 27.
Every time.
Lions, 17. 27-17.
Okay. All right. That was good. All right, Kirby, you ready?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, Lions 49ers. Who you got?
I got the Lions.
Okay. How many rushing yards do you think they're going to have?
The Lions? Lions only?
Yeah.
Just the Lions.
Okay. I'd say 160.
All right. How many passing yards? Just the Lions.
About, let's see, Goff will do probably about 325.
How many turnovers do you think they're going to have?
Oh, all right. You mean how many, both teams total or?
No.
Just the Lions. Come on, Curtis. Just the Lions.
Do you mean how many turnovers they going to cause?
Yeah.
They going to cause and get?
How many turnovers, Kirby? How many turnovers for the Lions?
For the Lions will cause two turnovers.
Okay.
What's the final score?
The final score would be 30-24.
Mom Betty is saying 49ers. Rushing yard, she's saying 150. Passing yard, she's saying 400.
Wow.
One turnover. The score is going to be 28-24. Come on, Reese. Lions versus the 49ers. Reese.
I'm choosing the 49ers. My score. I give you the score.
Okay. Hold on. Rushing yards.
Oh, I don't know all the stats.
Okay.
You got to get yourself, Reese. You got to get yourself. Rushing yards. Just name a number.
40.
Wait a minute.
Passing yards.
Ghost, I'm trying to help.
Yeah, he's helping. 60.
How many turnovers?
Oh, Ghost don't know football neither.
How many turnovers?
None.
All right. What's your final score?
30-19.
All right.
T.
Come on, Tang. Lions, 49ers.
49ers.
Tang. 49ers. Rushing yards.
118.
Passing yards.
299.
Turnover.
One.
Final score.
24-20.
Come on, big boy. Lions, 49ers.
I got the 49ers. And rushing yards, I'm going to say 160. Passing yards.
Passing?
Uh-huh. I'm going to put it at even 215.
How many turnovers?
I got Brock Purdy for one turnover.
What's the final score?
It's going to be 24-10.
Okay. Come on, Kale.
I'm sorry.
Lions 49ers.
I got 49ers, man. Rushing yards, I'm going to say 212. Passing yards, I'll give them 250. Turnovers. The 49ers will take the ball from the Lions two times.
Final score.
My final score is going to be 49ers 28 and the Lions 17.
Of course, I am taking the 49ers. My rushing yards is going to be 110. Passing yards is going to be 315. Turnovers, zero.
Score.
Final score is going to be 2019. I think I got everybody.
Yeah,
I got everybody.
Reed, you're going to have to change the 40-60, man.
That's right.
At least put a one in front of all your numbers.
Reed, I'm going to put a one in front of all your numbers, 140 and 160. Is that cool?
No, let a chick pull pick. Because she was handing.
Put a two in front of the last one.
Right. Good pass.
Okay.
Y'all leave my sister alone, man.
Rushing y'all.
What's in front of the 40?
Put a two in front of it.
Jeez.
I don't know. Look at that.
Okay.
Well,
so I got 240 and 260.
Four quarters of football going to produce more than 40 yards of rushes and 60 yards of pass.
Don't listen to everybody.
Y'all leave her alone.
Y'all leave me some home, man.
Yeah.
When I watch football, I take those.
Okay, man. You good.
Okay.
Hey, Jamie. Leave my girl alone, man.
That's y'all, man.
Nah. I'm laughing.
I knew what you was laughing at anyway. I said, tell, tell.
Hey, you got to have fun with it, man.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Okay. So now.
Let me say this real quick because Cap wasn't here, but I did inbox him and tell him, but I wanted to tell him on the show that he won last week, and we already discussed his winnings and all that stuff. We already dispersed of him and did everything, but Cap was the winner, so he's here now. So Cap, you have the floor. You won last week.
Oh, man, appreciate it. Kel's Corner is looking for bigger and better things. It's growing, and appreciate you guys' time. And we have a ball. I miss my cup buddy today. It's his birthday, so I'm sure he's inundated with the family. He's inundated with the family today. But I appreciate everybody's input and insight and, a little humor and everything. It's a good place to be. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Great.
Thanks.
Now, let me see. Okay. No, still here. So now what you thinking about y'all move, man? Atlanta, that is.
What'd you say about the coach?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm with it, man. Look like a good move. Raheem he definitely earned his job. He definitely deserved the job. I think quarterback is the most important thing. They got to figure out who they're going to get to play quarterback. So whichever team decide they drafting somebody and they ready to get rid of them, so Justin Fields or one of these other guys, Falcons should be trying to trade for them. And we'll see, man. But I'm just tripping off them doing Belichick like that. I'm like, man. Y'all bring that man in there for them interviews for if y'all wasn't going to hire him. That's the part that's kind of weird.
Well,
they probably was good on him the first time. And then when the second time around, because like they said, the first time it was just him and that man on the yacht just chilling. The second time was a real interview. So when that real interview hit, he started saying, I want this, I want that, I want this, I want this, this, that. And they like, nah, bro, we ain't doing that. ain't doing that. You can go on about your business.
Yeah, wrong town.
Yeah, rumor is Arthur looked over at that table at him, looked him dead in the eye, and said, "You think that 28-3 shit is funny, huh? You think it's funny? You think that? I mean, that's just a rumor. You know what I'm saying? That Arthur Blank looked over at him like a gangster and laughed in his face. I'm just saying."
Mom Betty said, "Change her 400 to 350." So I just want everybody to know that. She went from 400 passing yards to 350 passing yards.
Okay. what you guys about Harbaugh going to the Chargers?
I like it. Good move.
Yeah, good move.
Hold on.
Yeah, from the cold to the sun.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. That was a good move.
Everybody.
They're going to love him down there.
Everybody, the birthday boy, has graced us with his present.
Hey,
what's up,
hey,
happy birthday.
Hey.
Happy
what's
birthday,
up, everybody. Triple OG. What up?
I just been, whole lot been going on. Been a busy day today. How y'all doing?
I know that.
Did you want to play the pick this week?
Let me give Cap free reign, you know.
Chiefs and the Ravens. 57 Chiefs and the Ravens.
Ravens.
All right. Lions and the 49ers.
Lions.
Okay, so listen, you picked the Lions. So all of these questions are for the Lions, okay? Rushing yards, how many total rushing yards do you think they're going to have? Total rushing yards.
275.
Passing yards.
320.
Dang.
320. How many turnovers?
Yep. Two.
And final score?
Final score, 27-10.
That is a good score. Okay. Because we got a 24-10, so that's good. Okay, 27-10. Okay. Proceed with the comments.
Oh, that was it?
Yeah, we only got two games.
Okay, so I can the question
is y'all at home. Y'all at home.
Who at home?
She's talking about Pittsburgh, right?
Oh yeah, okay. That's funny. Y'all will be at home soon. Don't worry. Y'all will be headed back down. Y'all be headed home soon.
I love you too.
Harbaugh, San Diego must have offered him a whole lot of money,
yeah,
and a lot of control. Because
mm-hmm.
Michigan told him he could have whatever he wanted if he wanted, if he stayed there. Atlanta, he was supposed to leave and go from San Diego to Atlanta to interview down there. He just totally blew the Atlanta trip off and signed with San Diego. So they must have offered him something really, really good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They offered him more money than Michigan could. Y'all remember we had that conversation on the corner when I kept saying pro coaches make more than college coaches. Now you got a few and a couple of college coaches that make great money. I'm not taking anything away from them. They make great money. But overall, the pros can pay more. And that's what we saw.
It wasn't that he didn't want to be under the scrutiny to come back to Michigan, because they going through a whole bunch of nonsense right now. So he didn't want to go through that. Michigan was offering the same thing as the Chargers was offering him. He just didn't want to go back to Michigan.
They're dropping the hammer next year.
Exactly.
He won't be there for it.
He won't be there for it. So that's all it was. He just running from a problem. That's all that is.
Right.
He just said he's just going to take this offer. He's just taking this offer with the Chargers. It ain't got nothing to do with NFL paying him more. It ain't got nothing to do with that, because Michigan said they'll pay you more than what the Chargers is paying you. That's why I was saying back when we had this conversation. Most of the coaches, you got to have a resume to get that money.
That y'all are saying?
Yeah, these
or
facts.
Or do y'all just guess?
Yes, facts.
Nothing's come out on paper yet.
I'm reading it.
To say exactly what he was offered.
Right.
Yeah, it's facts. You can read it. Adam Schefter came out and said
I mean, where? Adam Schefter.
Bleacher Report. Go to the Bleacher Report.
What you got against Adam, man? What you got against Adam?
Huh?
Adam
Schefter known for shooting off the cuff. You know, I mean, I don't put too much in nothing he says unless he has facts.
Ain't nobody debunked him yet.
Well, so far, ain't nobody really got the facts on how much money he was offered with Michigan or how much money San Diego offered him. But they did say, like you said, sis, they did say that Michigan told him, we will give you whatever you want to stay here.
It was $13 million from Michigan. It was $13 million in the beginning.
And he getting 12.5 from the Chargers.
And less headache. You don't have to go through the same scrutiny.
That's what I'm saying.
Being suspended, coming back,
mm-hmm.
being suspended again. You don't have to deal with none of that.
Well, I think he just wanted to win a Super Bowl. That was the thing he had that was missing on his resume. And that's why he left
his
college. I don't think
it
had to do anything with the money or anything like that. Because Michigan was going to give him what he wanted. I think he
and
just
now,
if
you look at Detroit and Atlanta, the Chargers. The Chargers got an edge on that, man. Because they
already got the quarterback situation figured out.
Yeah,
spots, you got to figure that out on your own. You got to make a trade or draft somebody. They saying, look, we got Herbert. We just need to add a couple pieces. And, you know, they probably told him it's his show. You get access to the private plane. We got a car for you. You know what I mean? They probably came through with any benefit he wanted.
Yeah.
But, hey, let me say this, though. The NCAA better be careful if they're going to drop that hammer on Michigan. Because if they keep making these blue blood programs mad, they're going to say, okay, to hell with the NCAA. We're doing our own tournament. We don't need y'all, and y'all can go to hell with that rule book.
Yep. I agree with you on that. That's why you had independent schools like Notre Dame had been independent for so long, because they were telling the NCAA, you're not going to control us like that. So they stayed independent. Once you jump into a league, SEC or something like that, now you're definitely controlled by the NCAA.
Yeah.
Right.
You better be careful, man.
Yep.
Yeah.
But, Herbert on the clock like Josh Allen now, right? No more excuses, Mr. Herbert.
Yep. No more excuses.
Yeah.
Let's see what he do
next. I ain't going to say that yet until they – because the coach that they just got rid of, he just destroyed that team. He destroyed that team. So, he didn't know what he was doing. Dude, don't you remember the year that all he had to do was let the clock run out, and him and the Raiders would have made the Super Bowl. I mean, would have made the playoffs. But he kept trying to score, so the Raiders said, okay, then, screw it. We're going to come on out there and kick the field goal. They kicked the field goal,
right.
knocked San Diego out of the playoffs.
Yeah.
And the Raiders gave it to him like, hey, here's the ball. Go ahead and just sit on it and let's end the game. He didn't want to do that, so the Raiders got the ball back, kicked the field goal, won the game.
And won the game, yep. Yeah, you know, that's how it happened.
So,
that's just how it happened.
I said I'd give him 2 years because you got to put some more people around him other than what he had. That's why I give him 2 years.
Yeah. For real, that is the one standout difference between the NFL and college. College teams have multiple guys who can start. It's just one guy that beat everyone out. But they have more than one guy that can start. In the pros, you're lucky if your backup is very serviceable. You're lucky because quarterbacks across the league, and you can see how the talent drops off from team to team. You know, all of those guys, they're playing and all that, but are they really stars? You know,
right.
When
some of them starters won't let you get a good backup too. Some of them starters and they agents, if you try to get a good backup, boy, they gonna go to the owner and start crying. They gonna stop that.
Yeah.
Like Big Ben and Matt Ryan them used to.
Yeah. Yeah.
But let me tell you, the Chargers, when they get going with 'cause they in the AFC West, the Raiders, the Broncos, the Chargers, and the Chiefs. Jim Harbaugh is gonna take over that division. Watch what I tell you. Y'all heard it first, right here. Give them 2 years, they gonna be in the rankings. You know, it's gonna go up and up and up and up because he's not for the foolishness. Like he don't tolerate the foolishness. He can deal with all the multiple personalities because that's how he did when he was with us. He got us there every year. Even the first year that he came, not the first year, but the second year, he got us there. I mean, he did. He got us there. So,
he's
juice. A great coach.
Yeah, he got juice as soon as he walked in the door because he did it as a player.
I respect
your
opinion, sis, but I think he's going to end up running back to college like he did the last time with his tail in between his legs crying because he couldn't win a Super Bowl.
Dang.
Pat Mahomes out there. You gotta be careful.
You
Pat
hard
Mahomes
on him, 57?
Huh?
Hey, but to,
you hard on the man.
To Kel's point,
that's
about
what he
Packers,
did.
Just remember, Aaron Rodgers had a fit when they drafted Jordan Love. And look at Jordan Love now. Remember, Aaron Rodgers was hot when they did that.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Brett Favre had a fit when they drafted Rodgers.
Yeah.
Brett Favre was like, I'm a quarterback. Brett Favre was like, I'm a quarterback, not a teacher.
Yeah.
That's not what I'm here for. And he refused, to do anything for Rodgers. So nobody was more pissed or upset than Brett Favre when Aaron Rodgers really showed his potential.
Yeah. That's one thing I could say about Green Bay. They do have great quarterbacks. They bring them along really good, but they bring them along slow, but they do bring them along really good. So, because I think Jordan Love is going to be great next year. He's going to be great.
Well, he sure didn't get any help from Aaron Rodgers. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers was a dick. I mean, Aaron Rodgers was a buho. Because it was done to him. It was done to him that way. So that's what he learned. He learned that. Instead of helping somebody, he did the same thing that was done to him, which I think is unfair. And I'm just going to say this real quick. I love y'all.
We used to it now, sis. We good.
Come on, finish, Sharon. Give it to us.
Hey, everybody. Thank you. Sorry about the lateness and everything. But, you know, it's another day for the old boy. He getting older. He turned another year today. Thank you, everybody, for their well wishes. Glad to be on Kel's Corner. See y'all on Tuesday. Have a great weekend. And everybody, make sure you love everyone and pray for your enemies. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Oh, that was good. That was good. Come on, Cap.
Go ahead, boy. Man, I ain't following that up. Let's move on to the next one.
We might as well keep it moving, Cap. Let's keep it moving there.
Just keep it moving.
All right, y'all. Well, y'all know we love y'all. Thank y'all for uplifting me. I'm not feeling the best, and I'm not sounding the best, but thank you guys for all the prayers and well wishes. I really appreciate it. Listen, guys, if y'all could do me a favor and keep the Addison family and the Moore family in your prayers, I would really, really appreciate it so very much. All right. DMV Kale and Lady T would like to thank everyone that supports us here on Kale's Corner. DMV Kale and Lady T would also like to say that we love you guys today more than yesterday, but not as much as tomorrow, you guys. DMV Kale and Lady T, we're here every Tuesday and Thursday between the hours of 5 p.m. and 7 p.m. The number here is 563-999-3782. Tell somebody the number. You guys can follow Kale's Corner on Instagram at Kale's Corner and on Facebook at Kale's Corner. YouTube is coming. You guys can also log into blogtalkradio.com/UKelleMcClain and listen to the broadcast there as well. You guys, be safe. Watch all the basketball you can. Root for the teams that you're rooting for, okay? Because I'm definitely rooting for the 49ers, okay? You guys, be safe. And I love you guys. Tang will always say be safe and pay attention out there. Mom Betty is saying peace, love, and soul. Kel, you have the very last word.
Hey, hey, great show. Thank you for the participation, folks. Enjoy the football, the basketball, whatever it is that you want to enjoy. Enjoy. Got to say happy birthday again to 57, man. Hey, he know what time it is, man. Happy birthday, soldier. We'll get up with you guys on Tuesday. Remember, no phone call or text is more important than your life. We love talking to you, and we'll love it even more meeting up with you guys on Tuesday so we can talk about this weekend's championship round of the NFL. Also, In your prayers, keep the Thompson family. The Thompson family. All right?
Oh, yeah.
That being said, have a great weekend on purpose. We'll get with y'all Tuesday. Big man, good Lord willing. All right? Y'all be good.
And everybody feels the same.